And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Big shout out to Barbara. She was the winner of four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe. Barbara, those certificates will be coming to you in the mail. Thank you for being a loyal listener, and to all the others who tried and didn't win, we'll have future giveaways on future shows as well. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is mastery in one form or another. Each of my guests is discussing mastering a part of our lives, whether it's persuasion, the surroundings, or your purpose in life. My next guest is a former NFL linebacker for the New England Patriots who now helps listeners master the purpose in their life. We'll discuss the difference between a person's destiny and his future in his lifetime. And if you have a question or if you just want to call in and talk to Jason Carthen, you can call in at 639-0008. Dr. Jason Carthen knows versatility. He knows heart, he knows teamwork, and he is the embodiment of passion. Jason is a former professional football player with the New England Patriots. He is now a highly sought-after international speaker in the areas of leadership, business, and identifying your purpose in life. Jason is the president and chief executive officer of Redeemed Management and Consulting, LLC. Redeemed Management Consulting is dedicated to helping organizations achieve their desired goals. He has served for over 18 years in both the public and private sectors of leadership and business management, specifically with the National Football League's Players Association and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Jason is a distinguished fellow in the Beta Pi Academy of Literature. Jason has also founded the Leaders of Tomorrow Initiative. That's LOT for short. He received his PhD in organizational leadership from Regent University. He received his master's degree from Malone University, his business management certification from Harvard Business School, and his Bachelor of Arts degree from Ohio University, where he played football. Welcome to the show, Jason. How are you today?
Billy, I'm doing well, but you know what? I should have saved a lot more ink with all that stuff you just read.
Well, I tell you, it's nothing more than your accomplishments so far in your pretty amazing career that you've had, both in football and now as a consultant. So kudos to you for that.
Thank you.
I brought you on the show because I want to talk about living one's destiny versus living one's future. Now, there's a big difference between those things, and so many of my listeners today are feeling caught up in just making a living. They don't really have time to determine if they're making a difference. So talk to us about the difference between living one's destiny versus living one's future.
Right. Well, you know, Billy, one of the things that I wanted to do when I actually began to do a lot of my research, I ran into exactly what you just described. A lot of people are almost like automatons. We wake up in the morning and then we roll out of bed and we just kind of do without really thinking about what are my long-term aspirations. I mean, what am I placed here to do? And then how do I get fulfillment out of life? And I began to ponder that, think through it, and I began to sort of query other people and ask them, like, well, why are you doing what you do? And I was amazed at some of the responses. And I began to make the tie-in to the end goal being your destiny, as opposed to the temporal decisions that you make on a daily basis. Like, what am I going to do today? What am I going to have for lunch? You know, what are the simple thought processes that I have on a daily basis, as opposed to my long-term goals? When I close my eyes for the last time, what will people say about me? And so I work very hard to try and help people realize their destiny focus in their life. And I do that through a number of ways, but typically I'll come in and either I'll do a training or a seminar, or I work with someone individually and help them crystallize, well, what is my destiny focus? What am I supposed to be doing? Not only just a purpose in life, because that's like the conduit or the channel for reaching your destiny, but how do I get at the end goal? So I help people do that. We put together actual steps to make it a reality. I talk about that in my book as well, the book that's going to be coming out in the spring. And it really takes people on that journey so they can not only roll out of bed and have a understanding of what their life is supposed to look like, but how do I actually put action steps to make it a reality? You know, so there's some constructs and principles that people have to adhere to and embrace, but once they do that, I've had a lot of great feedback where people are just saying to me, wow, I had no idea. And I understand that at the final analysis, I know now that I am walking out my destiny, and that's just not lip service and going through the motions on a daily basis.
All right. Well, that's very admirable and obviously very fulfilling for you. But let's use your life as an example, if we can, please. Because you were a very talented football player, and you had a professional career until injury took you out of the game. Yep. Was football your destiny, or how did you realize what your destiny was, Jason?
Wow, Billy, that's deep. Well, you are asking some great questions. And for a long time in my youth and in my lack of maturity, I thought football was my destiny. I focused solely, mind, body, everything, on the whole idea of playing football, because I thought that that would be my ticket to not only happiness, but also financial freedom and also stability. And then when I actually attained that goal, I realized there was a level of emptiness there, and that was not it. You know, no matter how many reps I did in the weight room, no matter how big I got in the weight room, or how many accolades that I received off the field, or even for, you know, just helping others, that was not the end goal for me. And it took me a while to realize that. And I think that even when I talk about this in my seminars, it's not just the issue of, okay, all right, I know what my destiny is, and now I'm just going to go after it. There is also a level of maturity that you must embrace and get to before you can actually make it to that point of living out your destiny as opposed to just your future on a daily basis. And for me, it took a level of brokenness. It took a level of humility for me to understand that, wow, I don't have all of this figured out, and I don't know, just because I've made it to this upper echelon in sport, I don't know what my next step should be, you know. So
yeah,
that takes quite a bit of humility and also understanding that, you know what, I need other people to come alongside me, you know, other people to pour into me and speak into my life and help me, you know, achieve my actual destiny, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes perfect sense. And really, I want to take a little detour, if we can, and talk about your career, because you mentioned it yourself. You really reached the pinnacle in professional sports. When you think about how many kids play Pop Warner football, then go into high school football, college football, and then make it to the pros, you were truly among the elite of the elite. As empty as that may have been for you, it's intriguing to many of my listeners. So let's take a little detour. What was it like playing big-time college and professional football? I mean, on the one hand, you were exposed to some of the greatest leaders in society today, both as your teamwork, as your teammates, and as your coaches. On the other hand, it's one of the most cutthroat businesses there in as well. You know, what did you do for us today? So what was it like playing big-time college and big-time professional football?
Well, you know what, again, Billy, these are great questions. I think the reality is we have, in professional sports, a transactional type of leadership that takes place. Transactional in the sense of, you know what, we are going to pay you, and then you need to perform. If you do not perform, then we can't pay you, you know, and it becomes very cutthroat. Now, if you juxtapose that against college, even at a D1 school, we had 25,000 students. There were over 100 players on the team.
Wow.
I mean, it was big-time ball.
Big time.
It was still fun. You know, you showed up and you knew that, hey, you know, on game day, on Saturdays, it was like, whoa, either we're going to play under the lights or we're just going to have just a great time when we take the field. And you just had that sort of youthful exuberance.
Uh-huh.
But when you make that transition, Billy, when you make that transition to the National Football League, it's like cold water. You know, I mean, it gets thrown on you where you understand that, wow, everyone here is good. You know, every day that we show up to the stadium at 5 a.m. to get ready, I mean, that's when our day got started.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those things that, okay, who's vying for my position? You know, if I tell this guy who's playing behind me a little too much, he can take my position. Or vice versa, you know, the guy in front of me, he's not going to let me know too much, or else I could potentially take his position, because the coaches are also on the hot seat, and they're trying to figure out, okay, if these guys don't perform or produce for me, and it's all about productivity, if they do not produce for me, then I'm going to lose my job, you know? And coaches know that it's a very short stint if they create a long-term losing pattern.
Mm.
You know, they won't get a chance at a head coaching job too many times if that's the case. So it was like night and day. Like I said, youth, you know, I'm rolling out of bed in college and getting ready to go, and you smell popcorn and you're ready to take the field and have fun and win and do all these different things. But in the National Football League, it's more of a sense of, okay, you know what, if I don't do well even on this one play, then it's going to be very difficult for me to justify when we have It's going to be difficult.
All right. My guest is Jason Carthen. We're differentiating between your destiny and your future. And Jason, I found it interesting looking at your client list that you've actually gone back and you've consulted with the Cleveland Browns. You're in the greater Cleveland area today. That's where you live and that's where your business is located. So what did you have to say to the Browns organization? In what ways did your consulting influence the team?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, that was interesting. I went back and my passion is leadership. I mean, clearly, I firmly believe that if you can impact a leader's heart and their thought processes and their functioning, then they're going to create better followers, and then it's just going to continue to expand from there. And one of the things that I wanted to do and one of the things they asked me to do was assess the leadership style and how it was being received by some of the players. And when I was able to do that, I did a qualitative study with that, with the Browns and with the players, and it was one of those things where you go in and you have to be very careful because, of course, you have team chemistry and cohesion, and you don't want to impact that at all in a negative way. So it was more of a qualitative survey style. Let me come in. Let me talk to you, and then I'll report the findings to leadership. You know, for example, if I ask one of the skilled players, you know what, how does your coach respond to you if you get burned on a long pass, you know, or I'll ask one of the defensive linemen, you know what, what does your defensive line coach say to you if you don't take down the double team? What happens then, you know? And the guys would respond. First of all, they were very, very incredulous. They said, well, you really want us to tell you? And I said, yes, you know, I want to know. I mean, I played, so I know, so talk to me. And once I gave them the green light, oh, my goodness, it was like someone actually wants to hear our side of it. And the guys began to share, well, you know what, we have some coaches that are very much in your face, grab your face mask, you know, curse you out if necessary. And then you have others who are more servant leadership type of coaches where they're saying, what were you thinking on that play? I need the best from you, and you're not giving it to me. And sometimes that's enough to get players so motivated that they're willing to do anything for you. And that's a component of what I assessed and reported back. But just to dovetail that a little bit, Billy, what I found even in my book and some of my research, I will share that most of the time, leaders that embrace their followers and speak positive things into them and give them the avenue in which to be successful, they will become not only highly productive, but they will also embrace that leadership style. They will be happy showing up to work. They'll do all that they can. And it's all, the proof is in the research. You know, it's amazing how many leaders miss those opportunities because they simply say, hey, I'm going to be transactional. If you show up, I'm paying you, that should be enough. Mm. But at the end of the day, that's never enough because we as human beings want to find that sweet spot. We want to find where we're wanted, how we can be most productive, and also where we feel like, hey, you know what, I'm contributing. So that's pretty much, it was validated through that research, not only with the Browns, but even on a larger scale with some of the other organizations that I've worked with. And it's just amazing how many times as leaders we miss those opportunities to maximize productivity in our people.
Wow. My guest is Jason Carthen. We're talking about not only leadership, but differentiating between your destiny and your future. And Jason, just in the minute or so that we've got left, you've got a very interesting project going on. It's called your Leaders of Tomorrow Initiative. Tell us about that. Why is that important, particularly now?
Well, you know, Billy, it's amazing how many times when I was exposed to youth programs, they focused on one thing. And either it was a DARE program or it was Make-A-Wish or Terminally Ill Children, things of that nature, which are all noble efforts, you know, all
yes.
noble efforts. But one of the things that I saw missing was the whole idea of leadership, building character in your people, making sure they understood what teamwork was, inspired motivation, excellence in relationships, and servant leadership. I mean, and those are our values with the Leaders of Tomorrow Initiative. And each year, we provide not only camps, we provide training for young people, but we're multidimensional because it's not just young people. We provide healthy marriage training as well, where we talk about finances, we talk about conflict resolution, things of that nature. And that was a burden remember we started talking about the whole idea of living your destiny versus your future. I understood that my life needs to be a life of service. So I created the Leaders of Tomorrow initiative to actually carry out, you know, those dreams and actually make my destiny a reality. So each year we're very intentional with what we do to help young people, but also young adults, actually reach their destiny. You know, and our mission is to equip the next generation of society's leaders through training, education, accountability, and mentoring-focused initiatives, or TEAM.
That is great. Jason, we're going to have to leave it there, I'm afraid. I'm sorry. But thank you for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Take care.
Take care.